Well, well, well. Welcome to Tomatley Talks, episode 42. It's December the 11th of 2023. And I'm at Tomatley, and I've got the puppies in the background, so they'll probably have a few words to say before the podcast is over. I got John Exum here with me. Welcome back again, John.
Hey, Len. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
John is here visiting. Anytime he wants to come visit, I'm always glad to see him. But he specifically came over to Tomatley this weekend to participate in the hashtag Fight Back rally, which we had on Saturday at the Inn at Cotton Hall. And I appreciate your participation. And how do you think it went?
I thought it went very well, and you're welcome.
Well, I believe we had about 360 or 370 attendees, plus some children. Children are always welcome.
Oh, yeah.
And we had some great food.
Definitely.
Again, I want to point out that Darren and Maria Wood, who are supporters of Fight Back, provided the food. We've had three rallies. They've done it each time, and we praise God for Maria and Darren Wood and what they do for us.
Yes, we do.
We had live music. Roger Davis and his acoustical band, Silvertown, and they were good.
They were great.
I pointed out the fact that there's so much talent in this country and the world, both in the music industry and in the movie industry, probably in the theaters, that never make it to the big time. Mm-hmm. But they are better than the artists and actors that made it to the big time, because they did not sell their soul to the devil to get there. So we are a country filled with great talent. And we were blessed to have Roger and his band perform for us at the Fight Back rally. And I think everybody enjoyed it.
I think so, yeah.
We went strong for probably 3 hours, started at 3 o'clock, 4 hours. We started at 3 o'clock, and the rally was supposed to end at 7. You know, they don't always end on time. The weather couldn't have been better.
No, it really couldn't for December.
Somebody told me that the temperature at 3 o'clock was 76 degrees.
It was in the 70s, I know that.
Somebody said it was 76, and they said, yeah, it was the spirit of 1776. And earlier that morning, Saturday morning, at 10:58 a.m., old Split Ear gave birth to a female calf, and we named her Rally. And she is a beauty. In fact, all of the Motley Moos are beauties. And the bulls are okay, too. Big Jim. So Big Jim spent Saturday giving out cigars.
There we go.
So here it is, December the 11th, 2023. How's our country doing? that didn't start off right. Huh?
Who knows? I'm not sure as far as the big picture is concerned right now. I hope better than what it looks like, but I'm really not stayed on top of it. I've been kind of buried in your things.
Well, my things are, you mean Fight Back things.
Yeah.
John has been doing a lot of legal work on the lawfare, and talk about being thrown into the fire as a young lawyer. But he's done a great job so far working with Ibrahim Reyes. And I'm going to have to break up a fight over here in a second. Stop it, Allie. Allie's a troublemaker. So he's been working with Ibrahim Reyes, and they're doing a great job in extraordinarily difficult circumstances. Would you agree?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, we're in jurisdictions where the, as I say, the cake is baked, and I believe it's Freemasonry or related branches, and I'm not on their good list, but that's okay because ultimately I know that God is in control, and the lawfare that's being waged against me will be resolved in the way he plans for it to be resolved. That doesn't mean I'll win, although I prayed truth and justice prevail, but I know that I win in the end, because to those who love him and are called for his purposes, all things work together for good. So we're going to have a good result at some point in time. I pray it's on this side of heaven, but time will tell. It always does. So we don't want to get into the details of the cases, but I think we've got three or four in Georgia, four. We still got some crazy case in Michigan brought by the Michigan State Bar Ethics Committee that only has jurisdiction over Michigan lawyers in state court cases, and somehow they've decided that an out-of-state lawyer and from Georgia, retired, who didn't litigate a case in state court is somehow subject to being charged with an ethical violation. That would be me. We're fighting in the United States Supreme Court the unlawful sanctions order entered against me in the federal case that Sidney Powell filed. And I remind you for the umpteenth time, I did not draft the complaint. I did not participate in drafting the complaint or filing the complaint. I didn't sign the complaint. Mm-mm. And yet I'm sanctioned. Talk about tyranny.
Because of some tweets you made about it.
Well,
or something.
I think, I can't even remember how they decided to keep me in, but I think they said I had tweeted something about it.
Yeah, apparently there was some affidavit that somebody wrote. It was a hearsay of somebody in this affidavit that you spearheaded the effort.
Somebody lied and said I spearheaded the effort, and we don't know who it was that said that.
Cole or Roll or whatever his name.
It was claimed to have been told to someone who was identified, but he couldn't remember who told him.
Oh.
So it's hearsay evidence from an anonymous unknown source. And
that sounds fair.
Yeah, listen, this is the weaponization of our legal system. And I'm experiencing it on a different level than President Trump, but it's in essence the same attack. Somehow I've got Colorado looking into me. I didn't even know that. I hadn't litigated a case in Colorado in 20 plus years when I handled the case for the victim of the Kobe Bryant case. And there were no election cases that I'm aware of filed in Colorado. Sidney Powell didn't file one. So it's just a matter of trying to find a way to further demean me, to try to tear down my credibility, and to ruin my reputation. A reputation I spent over, as a lawyer, well over four decades to build. I've never committed an unethical act. I've never been charged by a client with committing an unethical act, and yet here I am caught up in weaponization of our legal system because of my political views, because I support Donald Trump. And I believe on the bigger scale, because we do not struggle against flesh and blood, it's the devil attacking me because I love Jesus Christ and I share him with other people. So I know the nature of the enemy. I know who the enemy is. The Bible tells me how to resist him. And so I do so to the best of my ability. But God's got a plan for it. He already knows what's going to happen. So I wait on the Lord, mm-hmm. and I trust the Lord. I think that's the... I don't know of any others right now. Have I at least got every state... I mean, we did win 3 or 4 years ago the case in Delaware with the unanimous ruling by the Delaware Supreme Court in my favor.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've won anything since.
Well, that was a resounding victory because it said that it seemed obvious that they were, I forget the exact wording of the court, they were just trying to smear you, basically. Paragraph 18, whatever. I remember where it was, but I don't remember what exact words they used. But
well,
he said, we can't come away from looking at this lower court's decision without the impression that they were trying to damage the reputation of Mr. Wood or something like that.
Without a basis.
Yeah. Oh, well, exactly.
Yeah, they tried to blame me for January the 6th.
Yeah.
And the Delaware Supreme Court said that the conclusion was not based on any reasonable reading of the two or three tweets I posted that day. I was nowhere near January 6th. I didn't speak there. I didn't participate. But that was the deep state propaganda plan, was to somehow blame me for January the 6th. Well, that didn't work. So the deep state creates its own propaganda. And then they spread it out, and they do not want the truth to get in the way of their propaganda, the lies. So I find myself under legal constraints where I'm really unable to speak about some of these cases for fear that they'll take legal action against me. I don't fear the legal action as much as I just don't. I got enough battles to fight right now.
Yeah.
And I choose my battles carefully. So what do we got going right now in the 2024 election, according to President Trump? Election interference through the court system. I don't know how many indictments he has. I think four. And
at least
every time they indict him, his popularity goes up.
Maybe that's why they stopped. They finally caught on.
Here we are in December of 2023, and we are inundated with attacks on Donald Trump. Same old attacks from the past. And then they dredge up things they claim he did wrong when he did nothing wrong, and they try to put him in jail. And they try to harm his business financially. Well, thank the Lord they haven't put me in jail. I've done nothing wrong. But they've tried to hurt my finances. The devil tries to attack you by attacking the things you love the most. So I still have issues regarding my children. I understand them. My former law partners, I love them. Still have issues with them. I retired from my law practice, so they took away my livelihood, but that was okay because I wanted to retire anyway. And then they've tried to take away my, I would say, hard-earned, well-deserved reputation, but that's okay. I can't take any of that with me when I leave this earth and go to heaven.
Mm-mm.
So they can't hurt me. Well, they could kill me, but they would just send me straight to heaven. So they can't even hurt me if they take my life in earth. I don't know how this is all going to play out. I believe that there's a plan. I've said it before. I said it at the Fight Back rally. I do not believe that Donald Trump is going to let us down. He's a man that has always kept his promises. I do not believe the United States military is going to let us down. They've always done their job to protect and defend the Constitution and we the people. So I have hope. Do you have hope?
Of course.
Hope is based on the things that you cannot see. I know that regardless of what President Trump has planned or not planned, I know that Almighty God has a plan. And he formed his plan in the beginning. I think that was Allie agreeing with me. He formed his plan in the beginning. He knew exactly where we would be. He knew exactly where we would be in December of 2023. And here we are. But he knew it in the beginning because he planned the history of mankind in earth. So My concern is that people are getting weary and that they're tired and that they're going to lose hope. And I don't want anyone to ever lose hope, because God is hope. My own calculation, common sense wise, is that sometime between now and November of 2024, we're going to have an answer. President Trump has said the election of 2024 is the final battle. Do you think he's going to go in and fight that battle on an uneven battlefield, John?
I don't think he's the kind of guy that picks that who gets into a fight he's not going to win.
Well, I think he's going to make sure at least it's a fair fight. Yeah. Because it was not a fair fight in 2020.
Mm-mm.
All right, Motley. Come here, Motley. Motley, come here. This is what's called a content filler. Motley, be quiet. Let's see how long that works. Motley is bullheaded.
He's one strong-willed dog.
He's a strong-willed. He knows I want him to be quiet, and he just keeps going. Like, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. They're like children. They're my four children right now. My canine kids. I love them to death.
They're something.
Yep, and they won't. They follow me everywhere I go. And I guess they want to be part of the To Motley Talks podcast. So y'all just bear with us when the dogs start talking.
Well, they're part of To Motley, that's for sure.
They are part, an integral part of my life at To Motley.
The Motley crew and Allie.
Yep. The
Allie and the Motley crew. It's a band.
Yeah, Allie's the leader of the band. The fact is, I was saying that I thought it would be fought on a fair playing field, fair battleground. I'm sure there are many, many people that are greatly concerned that we're going to have another election in 2024 with the same election procedures in place that were in place in 2020. Have you seen any state change their procedures?
I want to say that North Carolina's made some changes, but I don't...
They still have the computer voting?
Oh, they still have the machines, but so...
Do they have more than one day to vote? Do they still have all the absentee ballots?
I believe so, but...
Yeah.
But I think they made some superficial changes to the state election board or something like that.
Oh, look, we made a change.
Yeah.
It's not substantive, and it doesn't really change anything, but we made a change.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think most states have even done that.
No.
So I think it's a fair concern on people's part about whether we're going to have a repeat in 2024 of 2020.
Yeah, of course.
What does President Trump say about securing the election in 2024?
Well, he said repeatedly that we've got controls in place. I don't know what that means, but that's what he said.
And we're not going to let them steal it or try to steal it. He says that. Well, I have to rely on it, because the man has always lived up to his word.
Yeah, I think so.
He's no dummy.
He's not dumb. No. I do not think he's dumb.
And if you keep up with the, it's hard to say the Republican primary. It's a joke.
I don't even think about it.
Trump is pounding them. And these people with 2% or 5% or even 10%, why are they in the race? Get out.
I mean, I haven't even thought to do the... to do the analytics just to see how bad the viewership is. I mean, who really cares about these people?
I think it was the last one they had was the lowest rated debate in the history of televised debates. And Trump doesn't appear at them, and he wins every one of them.
No, he's smart not to.
Right. Why would you elevate the nonsense and the attacks of your enemy by appearing and drawing a large audience? Let them go ahead and talk to the handful of people that watch them. I can't figure out how in the world, for example, Christy Kreme. What makes this man think he's qualified to be president of the United States? He couldn't even govern New Jersey.
Well, look, I don't...
No offense to New Jersey. I think New Jersey is Trump country.
I think New Jersey's pretty nice. I went up there back in August for a wedding. It was really... I had a really nice time. As for Chris Christie, I don't know what he's up to. I got a feeling Chris Christie's always got some type of vendetta. I don't... Maybe I'm wrong, but it just... To me, he's still sulking over the fact that he didn't get some job with Trump the first time around. Because he was, when he jumped out the last time, he endorsed Trump. He was standing right there with him in the press conference. But then Trump didn't give him a job. So I guess he's having a pout of some sort.
Well, he's got a crazy way of pouting.
Yeah.
To go out and get pounded in an election is not the way I would be pouting if I was going to pout. I just don't believe any of it.
I've never liked Chris Christie.
I think everybody running against Donald Trump in the Republican, again, the Republican rhino primary, I think they're all dead in the water. I think their campaigns are dead in the water. Time will tell.
Well, I think their campaigns... are dead on arrival, for sure.
And they're all DOA.
So, I mean, whether it's literal or metaphorical, I don't know, but I definitely, any of these people who announced they're running for president, I immediately thought they were delusional. I'm like, what are y'all, because even the Romneys and the Lindsey Grahams are saying that Trump was a 900-pound gorilla back in December of 2020, and, when he, after saying that he somehow supposedly lost, they're like, oh, well, he's the 900-pound gorilla of the party. So why would you run against that? He's even more popular than what he was in 2016, and he won, and then won the general election. So why would they even have... It just blows my mind. I mean, who else is going to catch fire? What, Trump was probably the most transformational president in my lifetime. His policies, he broke the mold. He had a vision that was different than all the other Republicans, and he grew the tent. He grew the party. They said he was a racist and all this stuff. He appealed to more minorities. He brought more of them.
There's not a racist bone in Donald Trump's body.
No, he brought more.
Nor there is one in mine.
The people that, you know, it's the Romneys of the world who were at their little country clubs who looked down on everybody that run off all the blue-collar types, white, black, whatever.
You're talking about Mormon Mitt?
Mittens. I like the name, nickname Mittens. Somebody came up with that. I didn't come up with it. But you know, I once upon a time supported him until I saw what a jerk he was in 2016 when he wouldn't accept the Republican nominee. Even though he had begged that guy to support him, he wouldn't turn around and honor the nominee of the very party that had entrusted him with the nomination that he then subsequently squandered with a campaign that was not even as exciting as watching grass grow.
Well, then he tried to court Trump, yeah. President Trump, to be the Secretary of State, I think.
Yeah, he was eating at Trump Tower, having a grand old time with Reince Priebus, and then Trump's like, no, no thanks, Mitt. Have a good day. And then he votes to impeach him. I mean, yeah, I don't know. So...
What we are seeing live and in person, we're seeing it with our own eyes, is we are seeing blatant disloyalty.
Oh, yeah.
And so many people in my life in the last 4 years, they love me, love me, love me, until they don't. Which means they never loved me at all. And how many people loved, 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 loved Trump until they didn't? And they stopped loving him when he threatened their power. Mm-hmm. And they turned on him. I personally don't think that Donald Trump had a legitimate loyalist to him in his administration from 2016 to 2020. I think he's reliving the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. And all of Lincoln's people were traitors and had tried to conspire against him.
Oh, what about Pence? He was loyal.
Dense Pence.
I couldn't resist.
Is he still running? Or is he dropped? He dropped
he
out.
He dropped out, yeah.
He finally acknowledged that his campaign was dead, so he dropped dead. on his campaign.
That's for sure. His campaign's definitely dead. That was a DOA campaign for sure. That was the worst idea I could ever think of. I mean, talk about delusional. He stuck it to the most popular Republican, who was the incumbent president, and then he thought he was going to take his place.
Oh, that's just nonsense.
He's the biggest traitor to him. He thought he would win the base.
So my common sense analysis of things, if it makes perfect sense, it's perfect truth. If it makes sense, it's true. If it doesn't make sense, watch out. It's probably false, but you need more information to determine whether it's true or false. If it's nonsense, it's fake. Nonsense is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And this entire election cycle in terms of the Rhino primary is nonsense. I think it's fake.
I have not even looked at it. I cannot remember the last time. I don't think there's ever been a time since I've been politically conscious that I've not watched Republican debates. I was all over it in 2012. Was interested in 2016. 2020, it was a re-election year. 2008, I think I was still wrapping up my first master's degree, so I didn't catch that. But this year, I'm like, whatever. Who cares? You know who the leaders is. You know who the leader of the party and the people is. It's Trump.
And I spoke at the rally the other night, and I made the point that God appoints kings, anoints kings, and removes kings.
Right.
And in the United States, we don't have a king.
No.
We have a president. But a king is a ruler, the leader.
Yeah.
The president of the United States is our ruler and our leader. So I use the equivalency of a king. And I think it's a fair description. And so God controls who's going to be president of the United States.
It's the chief... Our chief executive is a president. In other countries, they have a king. In the UK, it's a king or queen or whatever.
And drag queen. Yeah. I don't know. You know, and they have a prime minister. I think that's just a figurehead to placate the people. I think the British monarchy ruled England and what still remains of the British Empire, which I think was everything except the 13 colonies, with an iron fist.
Well, they have 1/6 of the world's land, and they're. I think I saw that they have the most amount of wealth. So how are you that wealthy and not powerful?
Do they have more money than the Vatican?
I don't know about that, but I might be wrong about that, but I did see they had in the tens of trillions worth of wealth. Somewhere I read or saw that on a YouTube or something. But
we don't hear a lot from King Charlie, do we?
Well, he doesn't have a lot to say. He sucks, and he's not the real king. King Michael is the real king is Michael out in Australia who doesn't want it, and his very plump and not telegenic fucking ordinary we the people looking family of Australia. He's just a rice farmer out there. He's the real king. He's the legit king, and he knows it, but he doesn't want it. He's like, no, I don't. Can't be bothered with Buckingham.
You're saying the House of Windsor is illegitimate.
Oh, it absolutely is. All the way back to, I think the entire English monarchy has been illegitimate. I want to say since the late 1400s or 1500s or something. But the first Tudor. Henry VIII's dad, Henry VII, was illegitimate. He was a usurper. He was a known usurper. He took it away from the Plantagenet dynasty.
Wasn't there Hermit's song called "I'm Henry VIII"? I am Henry VIII. I am. I am. I got married 7 times before. Something like that. Oh man, I can't believe it is saying. Singing is good for you.
It's
laughter is good for you too.
It's good
because if you can't keep things, if you can't have a sense of humor in the worst of times, you're in trouble. And that doesn't mean you're not taking seriously what's going on in the world, but God has a sense of humor. When He sees people conspiring against His children, He laughs at them. I think the Bible uses the word derisively. It's hard for an individual with a finite mind to accept and believe in an infinite God. But ever since the beginning of mankind, men in earth have been searching for a God to explain everything. One of the big ones was the sun god. I mean, look at the Greek gods. It's interesting the planets are named after the Greek gods. It's, of course, that's assuming they're planets. I don't believe they are. I think they're wandering stars. But what I've come to realize, what has evolved out of my faith since I surrendered my life to Jesus Christ in August of 2018, is what the Bible tells us. Satan is the god of this world.
Yeah.
And that makes him the most influential, powerful person in this world. And the only protection we have against Satan is Jesus Christ. So that's why, if you ask me who runs Hollywood, I'd say the devil. Who runs the media, television? The devil. Who runs corporate America? The devil. Who runs our educational system? The devil. Who runs our medical profession? The devil. Who runs our political world? The most influential person? The devil. And I think you can say you've seen up close and personal who's running our legal system. It's the devil. So we do not struggle against flesh and blood. And that's why during these times of adversity and trial and tribulation, I urge people to pray. I urge people to speak truth and pray. I do not urge people to take up guns and go shoot people.
I'm glad you're saying that now. Apparently there was some confusion about that with your metaphors.
No, there's no confusion. That was just propaganda. What I said at the rally was, you know, shoot them all. I was talking about military tribunals and firing squads. Shoot them.
Telling Trump to make sure he uses his government authority to execute him. That kind of a thing. Criminals, killers, that kind of stuff.
Child sex traffickers.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
People guilty of crimes against humanity. People involved in treason. Put them in front of a firing squad and shoot them. I never urge anybody to go get a gun and shoot somebody. I believe in nonviolence, unless it's self-defense. God gives us the right to self-defense.
Yep.
That's a righteous use of weaponry. So we have this ongoing debate, and I have people ask me, are you part of the Q team? Well, if I am, that's news to me. And then I see on Telegram people say, when you met with President Trump, you became the vice president, didn't you? Are you kidding me? If I did, it's news to me. Where are you going to be the next attorney general? Really? That's news to me because I'm retired.
You can still be attorney general.
Well, yeah, but if I was attorney general, the trial lawyer in me would want to prosecute these cases in front of a jury myself, and those days have come and gone. And I sure don't want to run a law firm, a big law firm, which is in effect what the Justice Department is. So I just want to be an innkeeper. And I want to share the word of God, and I want to enjoy the creations that God, things that he created around me, the animals, the birds, the beautiful land, skies, the clouds. I just want to spend my last years, however many I have, quietly enjoying God's creations and sharing his word with others. And yet, people tell me, Wood, you're the second most attacked man in America behind Donald Trump. Well, that's nuts, isn't it? and it doesn't make any sense in this world. It makes a lot of sense spiritually. Because once again, we do not struggle against flesh and blood. But the devil is going to have his minions. He's going to have people in earth that do his will to carry out his schemes, to spread his lies, and to spread his deceit. But I believe firmly that God has his people. And he can use the good and the bad people because he's sovereign over everybody. I believe he has his people in place at his time so that his will is done in earth as it is in heaven. So when people say, what's going to happen to America? Well, in this world, if we don't change the election system and fix 2020, and I mean, I still say fix 2020.
Yeah.
President Trump has never conceded. And he says every time, well, I beat him once, I beat him twice, I guess I'll have to beat him a third time. I won in 2016, I won in 2020, I'm going to have to win in 2024. I don't hear anybody conceding 2020, do you?
No, and I certainly don't. I mean, in fact, I joked around with somebody at the rally. I was like, you know, I'd love to be on a network or somewhere just to have the opportunity to go ahead and posit as fact, you know, ever since something, just have a conversation on the air and saying something like, well, ever since the clearly and obviously stolen election of 20, just to see all those people rip their headsets off.
They're not going to give you a microphone to say that.
They're going to rip it off. I would just love to be on one of those sets to say that, but I would, you know, that's why I won't be on one of those places anytime soon, that's for sure.
Or maybe you will be. Maybe the fake media is going to go down too.
That needs to happen. That somebody said to me, and I think, am I too loud? Sorry. I'm too close to the microphone, everybody. My bad. Somebody said to me, and I thought it was a good thought, for people to accept what's happened to this country, it's going to have to come from the mainstream media, I think.
It's going to have to be broadcast in the media.
Yeah, that's right.
By an entity or entities that people trust.
Yeah.
What entity in the United States of America right now do you trust? You trust the banking system?
No.
You trust the stock market?
Nope.
Do you trust the selection of the top four teams to play for the national championship in football?
Definitely not. In fact, that's the easiest. That I've been on my high horse about that long before I was furious about stolen elections. I mean, I think ever since TCU was denied a piece of the championship when they went undefeated and everybody kept moving back the goalpost. There's no way they could beat Wisconsin. This is back in 2010. Then they beat them. They beat two number five teams, and people like Lou Holtz kept making up excuses as to why the big elite teams got to be champions. It infuriates me.
I think I've said it before. It's all rigged.
Well, that's clearly rigged.
If you can bet on it, it's rigged.
But see, that's rigged because you got teams who go undefeated, and they're like, oh, yeah, you play in this league, but we're going to give the championship to this other team. Not you. You're a second class.
We're going to give it to who we want to give it to, even if they don't deserve it.
Because they give us ratings.
And then we're not going to give it to the team that deserves it.
Yeah.
That sounds like the 2020 election.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's all rigged.
So the FSU people are pretty ticked off at the FU they got from the committee because they and the announcers were telegraphing it. They were saying something like, well, we can't imagine an SEC team not being in the college football playoff.
Well, we got to put Nick Saban in.
We got to put Alabama in. Oh, and if we put Alabama in, we got to put Texas in because they got the same record and Texas beat them. So we got to kick out Florida State. They got to find an excuse to kick. And I'm thinking, why not have eight teams? It's really stupid.
Well, you know, placate the people with the games.
Mm-hmm.
More people have expended more energy in the past 3 years on Georgia football than they have Georgia politics. Their state has gone communist. Well, I can't worry about that right now. We got to go down to the Georgia football game and see if we're going to win another national championship.
That's right.
Where are people's priorities? And who's talking about trafficking? Anybody allegedly running for 2024 talking about human trafficking?
Oh, I know. Brian Kemp. I'm just kidding.
I guarantee you Brian Kemp is not talking about it. I don't know of any governor that has been serious about trying to deal with trafficking. I don't know of any governor that's been serious about trying to fix the rigged elections to end them. And that tells me one thing. They're all complicit. The media doesn't talk about trafficking. The fake media don't want to talk about the 2020 election because they're all complicit. And if the truth comes out, they're going to be involved either directly and actively in modern-day human slavery, trafficking, and because they don't want honest government to catch them, they're going to be involved in treason to try to overthrow our Constitution and our duly elected president. Now, that's just my own analysis, and I could be wrong, but I don't think 2020 was about an election. I think it was about modern-day human slavery, which President Trump said shortly after he took office in 2017, he was going to end it, that he would put the full resources of the United States government, including the military, to end human trafficking. I made the observation at the rally that child sex trafficking is the trafficking of children. And we know the horrible things they do to them. And if you don't know, you're not paying attention. And then you have adult trafficking. And that's females.
Yeah.
So it's the children and the females who are the victims of modern day slavery. And I said, where are the men? Don't we have a responsibility to stand up for the children and stand up for the ladies, the women? But they have tried to neuter men and take our masculinity away for decades.
Sure.
Pharmaceuticals, other ways they do it. And the men have got to stand up. You go to the rallies, the women, the wives, they are adamant. I've seen an increasing interest and involvement by their husbands and men, and that's encouraging to me. In the young children that I see, at least in the families that bring them to a rally, they're decked out in red, white, and blue. So I see change coming. And we know that we've got three options for our country. God can destroy it. Well, he's done that before, hasn't he? He's destroyed nations and cities.
Yeah.
Well, God could keep us in captivity because we're in captivity. We have been for a long, long time. Or he can heal our land. And so I pray for a revival, a return to Jesus Christ and belief in him, because he is God. God created us, and only God can save us. Jesus Christ is God. Says so in the Bible, straight up. But I get pushback on that when I say it. That's okay. I just fire off Revelations 1:8 and say, look at this. This is what Jesus said in red letters. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Almighty. We're all waiting for President Trump to officially come back, aren't we?
Yep.
I'm waiting for Jesus Christ to come back. Sometimes I look over and go, I wish he'd come back yesterday. But he's going to come back at a time, as he said in the Bible, only the Father knows. Jesus Christ is the Father. The Bible makes it clear. The disciples said, what does the Father look like? You have seen me, you have seen him. The Father and I are one.
So they weren't twins.
No, they weren't twins. They weren't twins. It's, I praise the Lord that his timing was perfect for me. His timing is always perfect. And he tapped me on the shoulder in August of 2018 and said, it's time to go. And I have been on fire for Jesus Christ ever since. And I'm not ashamed to admit it. In fact, I want people to know it. I want people to honor and love Jesus Christ like I do. And why do I love him? Well, I wasn't out telling people from age 16 to 66, I love Jesus Christ. I didn't pray every night and say, I love you, Jesus Christ. And then I did. When I was reborn of the Spirit. And now I tell him every day, I love you. And why? Because you loved me first. When I had turned his back on, when I turned my back on him and thought that I could make it in this world and I could provide for my family and I could be a great trial lawyer, when I finally realized at 66 it was never me, it was always him, that humbled me. But all the time that I did that, he still loved me. God is love. If we could just obey God and follow the two great commandments, love thy God with all their hearts, with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Can you imagine living in a world in earth where that was actually done? What a wonderful world it would be.
It would be.
But we live in a fallen world. And we live in an evil world, in a world of lies and deception. Again, that's because Satan is the god of this world. But God is still sovereign. And I pray that for a period of time, he's going to assert his sovereignty, put the devil in his place, and have an opportunity to create more children of God before the devil is given back his boundaries, but allowed to once again rise up and influence, because God allows him to do it. And then we will see, I believe, pre-tribulation rapture, 7 years of tribulation, and then Jesus Christ is coming back to earth, and we're going to come with him in our glorified bodies. Well, I'm starting to preach again, aren't I? But where are you going to go when you wake up in the morning and you see what craziness we have around us? Where do you find your sanity if not in Jesus Christ? Where do you find your purpose for being here if you do not find it in Jesus Christ? Because he created everybody for a purpose. He just doesn't create to create people. So we all have a role to play. And few are going to get through the straight gate and many are going to get through the wide gate. I sometimes wonder if people have come to grips with the fact that heaven is real and hell is real. Many have not. Because anybody that realizes that's true, nobody wants to choose hell over heaven. But that's not that's not for me to be able to explain, because I don't have the mind of God, and unless when God, Christ is in me, which he is. He indwells the Holy Spirit in his children. He can give you the mind of Christ if you need it, and he wants you to have it to try to understand and do what he created you to do. Well, we covered the election, or whatever it's called this year. Did you have something you want to talk about, Motley? That sounds like a yes. And we touched on the rally. I just, you know, it touches my heart when so many people drive so far to support Fight Back, and so many people travel so far to visit the inn at Cotton Hall. And most of them want to get a glimpse of the Oak Alley. And so when Ronald Stanley can arrange tours, he tries to do that so they can see not only the Oak Alley, but they can see the Motley Moves. That sounded like a moo then. That sounded like Rally's voice. My, 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 poor Motley. You want some earphones? Is that what you're complaining about? That sounded like a yes. That was a yes. Quiet. So, what have we left out that we can talk about before we wrap up this episode? I think we still got a little bit of time. I don't really keep up with the time. We got time.
Yeah.
Well, I'd spend it all talking about Jesus Christ, but I know that I've said enough for right now about that. Enough's always enough. Although, I could sit here for 3 or 4 hours and talk about him. I could stay up all night and talk about him if someone was willing to sit and listen to me and talk back to me about it to edify each other. So many families are divided. So many friendships have been torn apart. Relationships at people's work torn apart.
I'll say this much right quick about Jesus. He showed up on Saturday morning and resurrected my health in the form of medicine from Maria Wood.
Yeah, you were so sick when you woke up Saturday morning. I thought, well, Drew's tied up with his children. John's going to have to go home. And I didn't feel good that day. When I went Friday night, went to bed, I didn't feel well. Saturday morning, I felt fine. I was tired, but I stay tired most of the time. Because fighting the battle for your mind, which is primarily being fought on social media, it takes a lot out of you if you're fully engaged in the battle.
Yeah.
I thought, I'm going to have to do this myself. And then all of a sudden, Maria Wood produces the antibiotic, and I look at John, and I'm going, John's back.
Yeah.
And you did a fine job.
Thank you.
But it does touch my heart to see the support that so many people give us. And I think they enjoy the rallies because there's some exceptions. There's a few infiltrators, I'm sure. Mm. But far and away, the people that attend those rallies are like-minded. And I think it's almost like a breath of fresh air for someone to be able to come and talk to strangers and meet new people and freely express their view of what's going on in the world and have somebody look over them and go, I agree with you. And not call them crazy, not mock them, not segregate themselves from them. And so it's almost it's like edification. We edify each other as followers of Jesus Christ when we share him with each other and talk about him. Grows our faith stronger. And so these rallies are almost like an edification for the patriots. And hopefully it grows their spirit of patriotism and their beliefs in what they think has to happen and will happen. It grows it stronger. I think we're going to try to do another rally, and it's not, don't hold me to this now, but we're talking about March. every time we set a rally, I thought, well, maybe by the time we have it, President Trump will be officially back in office. And so far, not yet.
No.
So in March, if we put it together and we'll give as much notice as we can, maybe four times will be a charm. If not, then we'll try to do one in July. And then I guess we could do another one in December.
There we go.
I like something's going to happen before December. Something's going to happen before November. So when people say, when's this going to end? I'll tell you, I believe one way or the other, it's going to end before November of 2024. And I pray it ends the right way and we reclaim our freedom, that President Trump restores our republic, and all of the devil-worshipping communists are out of this country. That's why I say take them out. That's what God does. He's done it before. People that worship other gods or do not worship him, he's taken them out. And if you don't believe me, just go back and read the Bible. President Trump said he didn't think Biden was going to make it. He had that Sean Hannity town hall, and he said, well, I've saved this up for your the Sean Hannity town hall. And he said, you know, so let me tell you how I feel now. I don't think he's going to make it when he's talking about whether he's going to be running in November.
Hmm.
And it's almost like it's scripted for Biden to just get more demented, more senile every time he makes an appearance. It's like he was bad when November of 2020 came along. He was bad in the 2020 campaign. You could tell then he wasn't had it all together. Shuffling his feet, didn't make any appearances. Man, it was just wild. Didn't even look like the Biden that was the vice president for under Obama.
He's been bad his whole life.
Well, he's a criminal. He's a crook. Yeah. And the evidence of that is overwhelming now. And what are the people in Congress doing about it? Nothing. But, oh, they can manufacture a Russian hoax and let's impeach President Trump. I don't think that Congress is going to impeach bribes, because I personally do not believe that bribes is president. And you can't impeach someone that's not president. If I were trying to look into the future, and only God knows the future, but if I were bribes, I'd be thinking about the 25th Amendment and being replaced by Kabbalah Harris, President Kabbalah, who is not legally eligible to be president of the United States. She is not a natural-born citizen. She was born in America, but her parents were not citizens. Therefore, she legally is ineligible to be president. Well, if that happens, we're going to have a real tizzy on our hands, aren't we? There's going to be a lot of people, even the people that foolishly think they like Biden, whoever's playing him, they don't like Kabbalah. No. And then I think Kabbalah will be challenged because she's not eligible to be president. And our country is going to be in an even bigger uproar over who's in charge. I'd watch Chi in Taiwan. Chi with Taiwan. I'd even watch Kim in South Korea. The world that is so crazy right now could become exponentially crazier in a matter of days.
Yeah.
So we don't know. I mean, does anybody know what's going on in the Ukraine? Do you have any reliable news about the Ukraine war?
Again, that's just, I go back to that one graphic I saw where it showed the virus for the fad of 2020, the needle for the vaccine 2021, Ukrainian flag for 2022 and then the Israel flag for 2023. Just another news cycle to get people, you know, regardless of how anybody feels about that side of the issue, it's just another news cycle to distract us from the fact that we got crappy elections and we got an idiotic government we didn't ask for that's corrupt, doing things not in our interest because they don't represent us. So
I don't know anything that the fake Congress has done since the 2020 election that has in any way been in the interest of we the people. I mean, it cannot be in our interest to just continue to run up massive amounts of debt. Oh, let's give them $3 or $4 trillion. Okay, well, you got a $33 trillion deficit. Our country is bankrupt.
No kidding.
I think since it's a corporation now, since 1871, I think it needs to be bankrupted. Wipe out all that debt. So I pray that our freedom will be reclaimed because we've lost it. Now, some people may not feel it, but if you're targeted, you feel it. But I think more and more people are feeling it. And they're seeing with their own eyes and hearing with their own ears what communism is like. And there's no red-blooded American that's going to sit back and say, well, I like communism. No, only the communists like communism, the globalists, the Freemasons, they're godless. It's an upside-down world. And I wake up every day and go, I hope the stock market crashed and I hope we're at war. And I used to wake up and go, I hope the market's up and we're at peace. Something's got to happen. God is going to humble this nation.
Mm-hmm.
If not now, it's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
And so I say, why not now? Bring this nation to its knees. This nation is sick.
No kidding.
What's being done to our children, the amount of satanic worship in our faces, the destruction of our cities. And everybody's sitting around going, wonder who's going to win the national championship this year. What's it going to take to wake people up? God. God will wake them up on his time because he's sovereign over everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you stole the election or tried to. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get it done in 2024. Well, you are trafficking and molesting and killing and eating children. Well, I don't really believe that. Well, they didn't read the Bible. When parents were sacrificing the blood of their children to worship Baal. Nothing changes under the sun.
Mm.
Well, there's human slavery. Well, I haven't seen that. I don't know if I believe that. I believe it. Where are you going to get them? Where do you hit somebody that, where does it hit, what hits someone the hardest? Hit them in the pocketbook. Then you're going to wake people up and go, whoa, 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 you're taking my money. I don't like that. I don't have enough money now to go to the championship game. I don't have enough money to go take a nice vacation. That's going to wake up a lot of people, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then remember that God is a God of war. And Trump is telling you, they're bringing in all these people on the border. It's like they're trying to build an army in our country to attack us.
Yeah, well, I had several thoughts. When you talk about women and children caught up in the trade, that's consistent with what I hear with about you know, with respect to about 90% of the people crossing the border supposedly being being males of a young age.
Yeah.
So they get the either they're that's a guerrilla infiltration where they're going to go get their weapons somewhere else, or they're just siphoning off the women and the kids at the, you know, for the sex trade and God knows what organ harvesting stuff.
Manufacturing of adrenochrome from children's blood.
Yeah, that, and who knows what else, whatever other disgusting thing that might go on.
I can only say this with a relative certainty from my own recollection. It was only in 2021 that I began to realize how many women are men and how many men are women. That's the worship of Baphomet. Man's going to be a homosexual, usually a pedophile, and his wife is going to be a man. And with the passage of time, the male characteristics began to dominate, and you look over somebody, and boy, she was a beautiful 30-year-old. Uh-oh, at 55, he's a beautiful, not-so-beautiful woman. It's the kind of evil that people don't want to believe exists, which is the great deception of the devil. A plan so evil that nobody will believe it. But I think that's becoming more and more obvious to people. I know the patriots I talk to, and some of them have pointed out things to me that I didn't recognize. And so people are paying attention now. And hopefully they'll share their information with other people, and either by posing questions, which is a good way to do it, and try to get someone to think. Instead of just saying, this is happening, I don't believe you. Well, think about this. Answer this question for me. Why does Joe Biden look different starting in 2020 than he did when he was vice president under Obama? Here's the pictures. Can you explain that? And let them chew on it for a while. And man, there's a lot of pictures you could show of people that have changed. Not dramatically, sometimes a little dramatically. Pompeo sure dropped a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
His appearance changed dramatically, but well, time will tell why. And just ask him, what do you think explains this? Why do so many people look different? I mean, I'm 71 years old. I've never seen people change that looks like I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years, if not longer, when you go back and look at some of the people and what they look like before 2016 and what they've looked like since. Well, now I'm getting off into being a conspiracy theorist.
And theorize all you want. It's your show.
That's right. I have to change this to the Tamatli Talks Conspiracy Theorist Hour, the Hour of Conspiracies. Well, we're going to all find out in time. I just remember in the Bible, they call Noah a conspiracy theorist. Can you imagine how they belittled him for all those years he was building the ark? And then when God opened up the firmament of heaven and the rain came down, the water from above and it came from below and flooded the earth and killed every human being except for 8.
Mm.
You don't think God will wipe out a nation?
Oh, he will.
But he always leaves a remnant, at least in the past history he has, until he decides for his own purposes that he's going to take the remnant out.
Mm.
I mean, how many made it out of Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, 4 got out. But he told them, don't look back.
Then there was a -1.
Yep, because Lot's wife turned and looked back, and he turned her into a pillar of salt. Every word in the Holy Bible is true. Every word. except when Jesus spoke in parables and he was giving you an example to teach you lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I think President Trump speaks in parables. Quick trial. Quick execution. And they send the family the bullet. There are no games. If you are involved in the trafficking of human beings, there are no games.
No, it shouldn't be.
If you are a traitor to this country trying to overthrow our Constitution and Bill of Rights, there are no games.
Nope.
Quick trial, quick execution. That might be a good note to end on. Quick trial, quick execution. Thank you for listening to us. John, thanks for listening to me pontificate, whatever the word is.
That's good.
But it feels good to be able to express myself. If people agree with me, that's fine. If they don't disagree with me, that's fine too. That's called free speech.
That's right.
The robust exchange of ideas. And that's the fundamental right that underpins our Bill of Rights, free speech. I like to say, Elon Musk is going to save free speech. What are these people drinking, smoking? Boy, he looks different, doesn't he? Even I got you on old Elon.
Yeah, I'm not.
Something's going on. Something's always going on. God's plan is always unfolding one day at a time. So, John, thanks for once again joining me on Tamatli Talks, episode 42. And I look forward to having you join me on episode 43. God bless you and thank you.
God bless you too. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for what you're doing for Fight Back, which is really doing something for the American people.
Oh,
because if they get me, they're going to get you. If they get Trump, they're going to get you. So thank you. And thank you to all of the supporters of Fight Back, those that support us with their donations, those who support us with their prayers. I love America.
So do I.
You bet you do. And I pray for America.
Yep.
I pray for the world. So thank you again for listening to episode 42. I cannot believe it's 42. Where does time go when you're having fun? Thank you for listening. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Amen.
Amen. We'll talk again soon. Bye-bye. Bye.